Hey guys, what's up? My name is Marilyn Lerner. I started an eyewear business on a very low budget. So I like to come on here and just give you guys some little tips and tricks that I learned along the way for really low budget startups, for specifically in general consumer products. But some of the advice on here can go to other categories. Just depends on the video. Today's going to be more centered around consumer products. So what I want to talk about today is an extremely underused organic marketing tool, I guess you can call it, that people really just don't seem to use much. And what that is when you do a low budget startup, what really costs a ton of money isn't so much the products or, you know, all that kind of stuff, the packaging, all that costs whatever, but it's usually not your biggest cost. Your biggest cost usually ends up being long-term the marketing. That stuff is what really costs you a ton, and so we're always looking for organic marketing sources, whether that be social media, email advertising, whatever it is, we're always looking for those organic sources, SEO, whatever it is, just so that we can really, you know, get our names out there and get people to buy them without spending much money, you know, keeping our cost per acquisition really down, because you'll run out of money really quick doing all these marketing campaigns. You know, yeah, Facebook, you know, targeted ads and all that, it's great and all, but you know, the amount of ads you're gonna have to create to find the one that has a good ROI, and it's very difficult, especially as a beginner, you know, when you're just on your own doing your own thing and you're testing different stuff out. So here's one, there's a few sources that I really think everyone who's doing consumer products for a small startup must use. And those are reseller websites. And the reason for this is, I'll give you an example for glasses. Let's say for, you know, I sell these computer glasses or blue light blocking glasses, whatever you want to call them. What I do is I sell them on eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, even OfferUp now that they do shipping. I'm hoping to get on Walmart soon when I have everything set up properly for that. And then eventually Amazon. And I'll tell you why Amazon's a little bit, why I'm a little bit not too keen on Amazon. And just a quick thing, I'll tell you why I'm not. Because 49% of e-commerce is actually done on Amazon. 49%. That means the chance of your private label product or whatever product you have that's obviously not a brand name, for that to show up on Amazon, very, very difficult. And a lot of time you have to run, you know, marketing campaigns, you know, AdWord campaigns on Amazon. I'm sure, you know, a bunch of you guys, probably most of you know what AdWords campaigns on Google are, but you have to run a similar thing like that on Amazon, which also then ups your marketing cost. And so I like to go on these other ones, such as eBay, which is, I say you have to be on eBay, then Poshmark, if it's any sort of accessory, clothes, anything like that, Mercari, whatever you got, put it on Mercari, because why not, and then now try out OfferUp. I've made some sales on OfferUp as well. And just at the beginning, having a base of that allows you to get enough cash flow and sales to really start then expanding to other areas, to, you know, build that website well, to drive traffic there. Like, what you can do is, like for these glasses again, you know, I have my little bag here, bingo, has my logo name on it. The next bags I get, I'm gonna put the, you know, my website when I get it up, you know, hopefully soon enough, it should be going up within the next few weeks or so. When I get that website up, so next time that I order those pouches for the glasses, I'm gonna have my website on there, and I'm probably also gonna write on it a discount code, like that will be like a forever discount code, which will always be available for my website as long as you bought the glasses. So you'll have it on your pouch, and you'll know. So people who use those glasses when they need a new pair, or they're at the work, they're at office, their friends see, oh, let me see that. Oh, I can get a discount code. Bingo. You know, there you go. There's your organic marketing right there. And next time when they make their order, they're not going to make it from eBay. They're not going to make it from Mercari. They see on your thing, they see your brand, your logo, your website, your everything. Bingo, they're just going to go to your website now. Now you've got a new customer that was totally free for you. All you had to do was pay eBay, yes, their 10% fee, or ends up being with PayPal, 12.9% plus 30 cents, whatever it is. you have to pay that fee now, but that's only once you make the sale. And then obviously you price out your product properly to where it will make you a profit on eBay. So now you're making money, you're getting organic marketing, you're getting cash flow, your name is getting out there, and it allows you to move and test new products on all these different platforms. There's no reason as a consumer product you shouldn't be on these websites. Like, just trying to drive people to your own website, it's very difficult if you're on a low budget. I mean, you see how much these big budget companies have to spend to drive people to their websites. It's not easy, you know? And even if, I mean, if you're one of these guys who's just an incredible brand or marketer and all that, you know, for social media, you do an incredible job. Well, you know, that's good. That's awesome, you know? But it takes time to build that up, number one. Most people can't just pop on and really do extremely well marketing-wise on social media. You know, it takes a bit to get that. And during that beginning stage when cash flow is key, just cash, 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 it's really key, having these reseller platforms to sell on is extremely important to really building your business properly. So, you know, quick summary here, make sure if you're a startup on a low budget for consumer products, you're getting on every reseller platform you possibly can. You know, the main ones that come to mind are obviously eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, now OfferUp even. And depending on your situation, you can do Amazon, but you make the decision on that. And then if you're a legit business and everything with your website and everything proper, you can also then hop onto Walmart's website as a third-party seller. You have all these different platforms which are bringing in customers, and through their search results, they might find you. And now you've got yourself a new customer, which will hopefully reorder from you, but from your regular website. And now you really have a new customer. So really make sure you get on these platforms. It helps your business a ton. Again, I'm at a point where I don't even have my website up, and I'm already selling between 8 and 15 pairs of glasses per day just from reseller platforms. Just from reseller platforms. So if you're not on these, make sure you get on them. Don't be scared. Just do it. I'm telling you, a lot of people with reseller platforms like, oh, I don't understand the platform. I don't this, I'm that. Just do it. Just list it. Just try it out. See what happens. You'll start to learn the platform as you go. Especially people can get scared of eBay because how big it is. They think, oh my gosh, there's so many people on there. How is anyone going to find my listing? Trust me, it just happens. They find your listing somehow. It amazes me, but they find it. And a quick tip, if you're doing eBay, just a quick tip here. Look at your product on eBay, you know, a similar product to yours. See all the keywords that people stack. When you're making a listing for eBay, when you're making that title, you don't want to be thinking like a marketer. You don't want to be thinking as up to 20 pounds hold, you know, whatever it is, like these flashy things. You want to just be piling keywords, you know, blue light blocking glasses, computer glasses, / anti-blue light, / gaming glasses. You know, you're just piling keywords, and that's how the algorithm really then plays to your advantage, and you know, you could really beat everyone out. So it was just a quick tip if you're thinking of getting on eBay, which you should be based on this. Make sure you make titles like that, and you don't think like, you know, putting some funky name at, like, that you put on your website. People like to, like, for products, like to put like really cool names for their product. You don't want to do that on eBay. You just, there's no need for it. So yeah, listen, if this helped you out, please give us a like, drop a comment. If you have any questions, drop a comment. I'll respond to you 100%. I hope I helped you guys out today, and have a good one.